Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association is applauding an announcement made yesterday that allows agricultural producers with crop insurance to hay, graze, or chop cover crops for silage, haylage, or baleage at any time and still receive 100% of the prevent planting payment. Previously, cover crops could only be hayed, grazed, or chopped after November 1. Otherwise, the prevented planting payment was reduced by 65%. The NDSA has policy supporting this change. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Risk Management Agency announced the policy change yesterday, adding this flexibility as part of the broader effort to encourage producers to use cover crops. Cover crops help reduce soil erosion and boost soil health. For the 2021 crop year and beyond, RMA will not consider a cover crop planted following a preventing planting claim to be a second crop, but RMA will continue to consider a cover crop harvested for grain or seed to be a second crop, and it remains subject to a reduction in the prevented planting indemnity in accordance with the policy. To learn more about this policy change, visit rma.usda.gov. Landowners wishing to electronically post their land in a new application for protection against hunting trespass can do so until July 15th. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association and its allies were successful in getting legislation passed that allows landowners in all North Dakota counties the option of posting their land electronically. The new law, which includes the same penalties for those who trespass on electronically posted land as those who trespass on traditionally posted land, goes into effect August 1st. For a list of frequently asked questions, visit www.ndstockman.org. On Tuesday, July 13th and Wednesday, July 14th, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association's grassroots leaders will meet in Bismarck, Mandan for executive committee meetings, board meeting, and a brand board meeting. They will conduct important business for the boots on the ground during their time together. The NDSA, North Dakota Beef Commission, and North Dakota Cattlewomen will be joining forces this year to salute servicemen and servicewomen and their families during the 16th annual Beef Industry Military Appreciation Day, July 27th, at the North Dakota State Fair in Minot. The event will include a free roast beef picnic for active duty military, reserve, and National Guard members and their families, along with children's activities and more. The event will be located near the Commercial 2 exhibit building on the state fairgrounds. The meal will be served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until the food is gone. Event organizers are looking for volunteers to help serve food and drinks, clean tables, visit with military personnel, and let them know how much North Dakota beef producers appreciate their service. To volunteer, contact Steph Hilly at 701-223-2522. The July 2021 issue of the North Dakota Stockman will hit mailboxes in just a few short days, but there's still time to advertise in the August issue of the North Dakota Stockman. The North Dakota Stockman is an award-winning, full-color magazine that features industry news, production, management, and health tips, along with advertisements. The advertising deadline is July 15th. For rates and more information, contact Elizabeth at 701-223-2522. For 92 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham, signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.